near the Jordan River in the West Bank of Palestine, lies one of the world's oldest cities. For 11,000 years, people have settled in this area, surrounded by natural springs, making it lush and fruitful. This area, this town, now goes by its Hebrew name, Yericho, meaning fragrant. And it can tell you something of the desirability of this city. Not only is it one of the oldest settlements that we know about, but it's also one of the oldest to construct a protective wall of defense around itself. And nearly 4,000 years ago, a prosperous Canaanite settlement inhabited the area known today as Jericho. The book of Joshua tells the tale of how the Israelites were led by God to take this city first, the first city of the new promised land. The people were called to take this great walled city by perhaps the most ridiculous means possible. And any good Southern Sunday school boy knows exactly what they were told to do. The people were commanded, march around the city for 6 days. And on the seventh, you were to march around the city with the ark, with the priests, and after 7 times marching around the city on the seventh day, you were to shout and blow the ram's horn. And then, as the song goes, the walls came a-tumbling down. And the Israelites took Jericho. The point of Joshua's account is clear. It was the power and the presence of God that brought down mighty Jericho, not the power or the cleverness of the Israelites, but the power and presence of the Lord God himself. Centuries later, the presence and power of the Lord God would come again to Jericho. Jesus and his disciples, as they journey to the city of Jerusalem, pass through this ancient city. And we hear in the gospel how a local tax collector, Zacchaeus, hears of this. And just to catch a glimpse of the Lord, just to draw close to him, he climbs a sycamore tree. And as the Lord Jesus approaches him, he bids him come down, for today I must stay at your house. And Luke tells us he came down with joy, and he received the Lord Jesus in faith. Centuries before, Jericho had been taken by the Lord's presence and by his power, and it is that same presence and power, not the strength or the stature of Zacchaeus, not his righteousness, but that same presence and power which conquered in Jericho the hardened heart of an experienced extortionist, a collaborator with a hated Roman occupation. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. The Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. This is the radical truth of the gospel, that the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. Other faiths are concerned with seeking something, seeking God, seeking truth, perhaps seeking wisdom, seeking enlightenment, seeking goodness, seeking life. So much modern pseudo-spirituality is focused on the very thing. Man as the seeker, seeking something, seeking enlightenment, seeking peace, seeking truth, seeking wisdom. But that is not the truth of the gospel. The gospel is not the seeking of truth. The gospel is not the seeking of enlightenment. If you want to seek enlightenment, try Buddhism. The gospel is not the seeking of God's will. If you want to seek God's will, try Islam. The very word Islam means submission. Submission to God, submission to his will. No, those things may be good advice, seeking truth, seeking goodness, seeking wisdom, seeking life, seeking God. Those things may indeed be good advice, but the gospel is not good advice. It's good news. The gospel is the good news that the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost, came to call not the righteous, but sinners. It's the good news that even though, as the Book of Wisdom said, which we heard just moments ago, the whole universe is as a stalk of grain in the balance to God, a drop of dew, that in spite of that, the Lord God hates nothing he has made. In spite of that, the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. In spite of that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This is the good news of the gospel. This is the gospel we profess in the creed each and every week. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. This is the gospel that we enact each and every week in the liturgy of the church. The gospel of the Son of Man who offers himself to his people, who seeks out his people through the sacraments, who offers himself to his people to save them. The whole liturgy of the church is the gospel writ large. And when we respond in faith, as Zacchaeus did, we are merely being moved by the grace that first sought us out. When we respond in faith, we are merely being moved by the grace that first moved toward us, that first reached out to us. St. Augustine said, "You sought us while we weren't seeking you, but you did seek us that we might seek you." Or in the words of one anonymous 19th century evangelical hymn that I grew up with, "I sought the Lord, and afterward I knew he moved my soul to seek him, seeking me. It was not I that found, O Savior true, no, I was found by thee." Zacchaeus is doing his best to come to the Lord Jesus, and yet the Lord Jesus says, "Come down. Come down, for today I am going to your house." Come down, because no amount of trees would get Zacchaeus to the Lord. No amount of trees would get him what he desired. He had to be called down. He had to be sought after. He had to be grasped. And we have been sought out. We have been claimed and called by name in the sacrament of holy baptism. We have been sought and claimed by the living God. And once that happens, the grace of God within us begins a transformation. When Zacchaeus heard that the Lord was coming to his house, a change happened in Zacchaeus. His heart overflowed with joy and charity, and it flowed into a love and concern for all those he had defrauded. It flowed into a love of all those he had cheated, all because he was first found, all because the grace of God reached up to him, all because first he was found. And indeed, we were once lost and have now been brought near by the blood of Christ. And not simply once, for the grace of God is active. The grace of God is active, breaking down the walls of hardened hearts. The grace of the living God, the call of the living God, is active, through the preaching of the gospel, through the witness of the lives of believers, through the celebration of the sacraments of the new covenant, the grace of God is active, drawing people to himself. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. And each and every time we receive that grace, each and every time we respond to that grace, each and every time, like Zacchaeus, we come down and receive the Lord with joy. Each and every time we choose his kingdom over the kingdom of this world, each and every time there is rejoicing in the angels of God. Each and every time the voice of the Son of Man says once again, today, today, salvation has come to this house.